Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/decide. That's linkedin.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
Back out to Deuce McAllister standing by. Just witnessed Saints and Panthers. And Saints all-time leading rusher and color analyst Deuce McAllister. Deuce, this one was hard to watch just on a number of levels based on what you saw last week.
There used to be a saying, Christian, and I'll use it, U-G-L-Y. You don't have no alibi. That was ugly. Period. Ugly. I mean, it's just lack of execution, man. I mean, that's what it's going to boil down to. And this team has talent, but you don't have enough high-end talent to be able to go out there and mask some of the mistakes that you may be able to get away with you know, the high-end talent, particularly depth-wise, that they've had in the past. And so you can't play like it. You can't do it. You can't play like that consistently and expect to win, even playing a pretty good team like the Carolina Panthers. I mean, a lot of people still are unsure how good this Carolina team is, and I would probably put the Saints team in that category as well. I mean, if the Saints go out and play, obviously, clean football like they did last week, that they can play with anybody, but when they don't play clean football, we kind of see the results.
Yeah, you certainly do. In particular, humble pie, man. It's just week to week, just like after week one, the words always, or the phrase is always, you're not as good as you'd play in week one, and you're not as bad as you play in week one. You're somewhere going to end up in between, at least in the interim. But 26-7, the Saints fall to the Carolina Panthers. And, man, when you have 11 penalties for 115 yards, that's not winning football. That's not winning football.
It's definitely not winning football. And a couple times those were on third down situations where you were getting off the field and there was a penalty. And, you know, you hurt yourself too many times, basically what it boils down to. And that's some of the things that they're going to have to get cleaned up. And, you know, Sean will talk about it. Those guys will have to learn from it. And, you know, you're not going to use the excuse, well, my coach wasn't here, or, you know, we were in protocol for COVID. But, man, who cares? Go play. You still got to go and play. You got to go out and execute. You're a pro. You got to be a pro.
Total net yards for the Saints, 128, the lowest of the Sean Payton era. We will step away and come back here on the Toyota Locker Room Show on the New Orleans Saints Radio Network. Toyota, let's go places. Welcome back to the Toyota Locker Room Show. Toyota, let's go places here on the New Orleans Saints Radio Network. And back out to Bank of America Field, we find Saints color analyst and all-time leading rusher, Deuce McAllister, waiting on Saints head coach Sean Payton's press conference. And right now, Deuce, the Saints MVP is brought to you by Oakland Heart Jewelers, finer diamonds at the best possible price. Simply compare. For me, it's got to be the special teams on Deontay Harris. He was the lone bright spot. They had a field goal block, but really the special teams and Deontay Harris are the MVP for me. There wasn't much to choose from.
Blake Gillikin as far as the punter, and then you talk about Deontay Harris, and I mean, I understand that other guys are helping him make those plays, but then the big field goal block by Granderson. And so when you talk about somebody that at least played up to their potential, were probably those two players, particularly when you look at it from the Saints' perspective.
Couldn't get it done on the ground. Jameis Winston led the Saints with 19 yards rushing. Alvin Kamara had 8 attempts, 5 yards. That Panthers D up front was salty.
Well, they were salty, but the Saints did a terrible job of identifying guys as well. I mean, so you didn't move guys up front. I think you only had 2 rushes at the half, and so you're not going to win many games like that. And you weren't completely out of it before half. Jameis made probably a bad decision right there at the end of the half to kind of throw it up. You at least would have attempted a long field goal, but you got to put yourselves in better position as well. And they didn't host, they didn't have the ball a lot possession wise in that first half also. I mean, but you got to attempt to run the football. But yeah, I mean, that deep front completely shut them down.
Yeah, I mean, Jameis Winston's stat line, 11 of 22, 111 yards, no touchdowns, two interceptions, a quarterback rating of 26.9. Sam Darnold, on the other hand, for the Carolina Panthers, 26 of 38, 305 yards in the air, two touchdowns, one interception, a quarterback rating of 99.1. And like you said, Deuce, they didn't run that many plays. They only had 21 minutes and 28 seconds of time of possession, the Saints did.
I think Sam Darnold is the first quarterback to go over 300 in probably, 20 games, maybe longer than that? Saints haven't given up a 300-yard passer, and they do today. So, didn't possess the ball because you kept on hurting yourself with third down, putting yourself behind the chains and not gaining anything on first down. You were gaining, the longest first down play that you had was an 8-yard run by Alvin Kamara. Everything else was either no gain, penalty, or a 2-yard gain.
How much did they miss Eric?
Well, you missed him, I mean, because you saw Carolina run three times right there before the half, kind of a zero blitz look, and the Saints had no answer. They could not see it. They didn't identify it, and Jameis ended up just throwing it up, having to make a guy miss a couple times. But the Saints did a horrible job of identifying, you know, the mic and then be able to bump it back over once that wasn't what you saw the defense giving you.
And that's something that – the offensive line didn't have to handle under Drew. I mean, Drew did all that. He mic'd everything, mic'd the protection. It's just a transition a little bit. First downs, the Saints had just six. We'll get Deuce's final thoughts. He's out at Bank of America Stadium. The Saints fall 26-7 to the Carolina Panthers. Deuce, next week, it's on another road trip to New England. They got a win today over they're in action right now, I should say. But nonetheless, Deuce, another tough contest. You got to flush this one pretty quickly.
You don't flush it, man. That's the thing. You can't flush a game like this, particularly. That's what I mean. You got to learn from this. If you flush it, then what are you learning? That's the thing. You can't flush this. You've got to be able to learn and make sure that you can correct some of the mistakes that you're going out there and doing, and then you can kind of move on from it. But I think this was an opportunity for you to learn about some of the things that you can and can't do, and you go back and evaluate how you played the first week to how you played this week and try to get better.
The Patriots did win over the New York Jets 25-6. Deuce, when I said flush it, I mean you got to be able to get over it pretty quickly. There's certainly some lessons to be learned, and they're going to try to learn them.
Well, I think that's even getting over it fairly quickly. I mean, it's a loss. Yes, we understand that. But why was it a loss? That's what you have to be able to learn. You know, what didn't you do well? Was it in your preparation? Was it understanding the complete plan? You know, and so I think understanding and knowing the why that you didn't go out and play well will help you try to be successful as you prepare for next week. But I think it's more than just, hey, look, I'm gonna look at it. I didn't play well. I'm moving on to next week. You know, it's understanding why. What happened? What didn't you do well? I mean, it just wasn't, oh, Carolina, he lined up and beat me. Why did he beat you? Was it your steps? What were you not doing? Was it preparation? So, I mean, that's some of the things that you have to kind of understand and figure out.
Deuce McAllister, have a safe trip home, man.
All right, no problem. Appreciate it.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.